Good morning, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today. Now, I wanted to talk about this quote by Sri Chinmoy, who's an Indian spiritual teacher. Paradise is not a place, it's a state of consciousness. Seems an odd quote to put in the midst of a global pandemic. But I will give some background to this, and this is my own personal experience, and really, I suppose, the start of something. And I suppose it started in when I was in medical school. Between the fourth and final years, our holidays got shorter and shorter, and between the fourth and final years, we had 2 weeks holiday, and I was planning on going to back to my parents' house near Manchester. I studied in Liverpool in the northwest of England, and my parents lived in Manchester. And lots of issues surrounding my car, but as I got onto the motorway, I lost control of the car, driving at around 60 miles per hour, going from the hard shoulder to the central reservation, flipping the car over 3 times, and the car actually ended up facing the wrong way. Now, I don't really talk about it. I haven't really spoken about it until recently, because what I experienced at the time really can't be explained by science, but it is something that is quite widely known, and everyone will have heard about it. Now, the first thing that I will say is the moment that I thought I was going to die, there was no fear. There was nothing. There was just the purest silence I have ever encountered. There was nothing going on there. The second thing was I had the experience that people describe as seeing your life flash in front of your eyes. At the moment that I thought I was going to die, and literally in that moment, it was like I stepped outside of time and I was looking at my life as a carousel. Now, in that briefest moment, I recognised that every single moment up until that point had been perfect. There hadn't been an experience, good or bad, that wasn't supposed to be the way that it was. It was a deep recognition, a really, really deep and profound recognition that even a grain of sand anywhere in the world was exactly where it was supposed to be. Not a single grain of sand is out of place. Everything is just pure perfection. Obviously, this is, or what I'm talking about is outside the realms of science. And as a doctor, I have to be very careful about what I say, which is why I have a separate page from my personal and the meditation related things. But it is an experience that has been shared. And most of you will have heard about life flashing in front of your eyes now. So this, anyone who knows me knows that this shifted me deeply, but things would continue to evolve over the next 20 years and so on. After I started a regular practice of meditation, and in particular, turn my attention round onto itself, and I'm not saying that this will happen for everyone, because everyone has the experiences that they need to have. It's different for everyone. Some people will not meditate and still come to the same understanding, and I know many people, patients, people from different spiritual traditions. But shortly after that, and after returning from a trip to America where I hadn't slept at all on the flight back, I did go to sleep in the afternoon in London. And when I woke up, I sat in meditation. And when I sat down, it just felt like the most perfect meditation. And then I don't know what stage, but I had exactly the same experience of stepping outside of time and seeing my life as a carousel. And again, all the events leading up to that moment were perfect. This was a deep recognition. Now, fortunately, I had the opportunity to speak to my own meditation teacher. And this meditation experience is known in the Zen tradition as Satori. It has different names in different traditions, Sevakalpa, Samadhi, it is well recognized, and people who meditate and certainly who practice this inward self-observation meditation often experience this. And again, I saw the perfection in things and a deep realization that it's actually just our thoughts that take us away from peace. And at the end of the day, what do all of us want? The 7 billion plus people, what do we want? We just want to be happy and content. We don't want to be wanting for more. We don't want to be doing more to be able to attain that happiness. But the fact is that fulfillment and that contentment can always be found in every moment. And it is just the power of our thoughts that take us away from this experiential understanding. It is really the density of the thoughts that take us away. Now the world, you cannot have good without the bad. You cannot appreciate that something is good without bad. You wouldn't appreciate the sunshine if it was sunny all the time. You wouldn't appreciate music if it were not for the silence in the background. We live our lives by comparing and contrasting. And these are the workings of the mind, really. But if we just stop, and if we just stop following our thoughts, just come to rest there, we can find fulfillment even in the most dire of circumstances. There is a peaceful presence that is aware of all the events of the world. Now, we have had some really dire events, some really saddening events recently, and this doesn't take away from the fact that there is sadness, and that is the way that life is. And often it's difficult to see the perfection in things. But you just have to stop. Just stop following your thoughts for a moment. And just if you can turn your attention around. And since that meditation experience, and since speaking to teachers, I have an understanding of what that deep silence I experienced during the car crash was, and how peace can always be found in every moment. So just for the next few minutes, I'm just going to meditate and just try and turn our attention inwards. It's not very difficult. Just be aware of whatever thoughts are arising. Know that thoughts cannot be aware of themselves. The thinking mind that is thinking the thoughts is also aware of these thoughts. The thoughts arise. They hang around for a while and they disappear. Some thoughts hang around for a little bit longer, but they all eventually disappear. But that awareness, which is aware of all the changing thoughts, doesn't come and go. That awareness isn't affected by the quality of any of the changing thoughts. It's not disturbed. It's just aware, accepts any thought, and that's its nature. Fully accepting, but undisturbed. Be aware of the changing perceptions around you. The sights of the world always change. There's no fixed perceptions. Our perceptions of the world are affected by the quality of our thoughts, by our states of mind, by substances. But that awareness, which is aware of all the perceptions of the world, that's always present and doesn't come and go. Be aware of the sensations of the body, the external perceptions at the points of contact between your legs and the chair, your hands, your arms and trunk, and then direct it deeper to the internal sensations of the body. At this moment, does your body have any solidity to it other than that which you give it with your thoughts? With your eyes open or closed, without reference to the memory of a body, do you feel a solid body? Be true to your experience. Or do you feel just sensations, vibrations, just a amorphous mass? Wherever we put our attention on the body gives it the solidity. You can be unaware of whole parts of your body for long periods of the day. The solidity is only given to it when we give it attention. For example, your left little toe right now. You are completely unaware. So the sensations that make up our experience of the body come and go. But that presence, which is aware of the changing sensations of the body, doesn't come and go. Our emotions change. They fluctuate. Even in the deepest depression, there's fluctuations in mood. No happy state persists, and nor does it need to. We cannot have happiness without appreciation of sadness. So emotional states change, they change all the time, they change over the course of the day. We may not be aware of our emotional states, but there is a background presence, a background awareness that is aware of all the changing states and isn't affected by any of the emotions. It accepts all emotions that we perceive, but isn't changed by any of them. That changeless presence is where we need to rest our attention. That changeless presence is always there at every given moment. And the easiest, most efficient way, if we need to recognize that changeless presence, is to simply ask the question, am I aware? And go to the experience of awareness, your beingness, what you refer to when you say the word I, before qualifying it with any verbs, adjectives. That sense of existence is where you need to rest your attention. That is where peace lies. So really, everyone's definition of paradise is different. It may be a tropical island, but ultimately, what does that tropical island deliver in that moment? Maybe just for a moment before thoughts arise again. It delivers the promise of being able to rest, just feel contented and fulfilled and whole. And that experience is available to all of us. It's just our mind that tells us it isn't. Sometimes the thoughts will get too dense, too overpowering, and we think we can't return to that loving space of awareness. And if you feel like that, just ask yourself the question, to whom do these thoughts arise? And don't wait for an answer, but in asking that question, it turns mind attention around back onto itself, back onto the source of awareness. And when your thoughts return, it will they will won't have the same momentum. This is the easiest place to rest. It's easier than breathing, and it's just the mind that tells us it isn't. This, in the Indian tradition, this meditation is known as Atmavichara, or self-abidance, and it is recognized as the highest meditation. And meditation doesn't need to be a sitting practice. In fact, some teachers say a sitting practice is just for beginners. It's when this meditation, this awareness permeates, rises and permeates every experience, that you will feel fulfilled, and this peace will affect all those around you also. So thank you very much for watching today. And see you tomorrow morning.